Coach's Corner today. We are talking Olpe football as they open up their season tonight. On the line with us is Olpe head football coach Chris Schmidt. First off, Coach, great to have you on the show. Really excited to follow your program this year. How excited are you to open up the season tonight?
Well, we're excited. It's a time of the year, Alex, where we got to figure out where we're at. For us, we draw somebody pretty tough. I think Osage City is a very good team, very skilled, very experienced, very well coached. So, and we're on the road. So, that's a tough environment, tough thing to take on. But no matter what, I've told the kids all week that no matter what happens in this game, we're going to figure out what we got to get better at. And it's game one. And our goal is to, each week make improvement and get better. And then hopefully at the end of the season, we're at a point where we can make a run.
And, Coach, one thing about high school football or football at all levels is that you lose key players from last season. You also return some key pieces. And I'm looking at your team, and you got to look at guys like senior Braden Lineman and senior Eli Markowitz, who are coming back, among other players as well. How important is it to have those players coming back to kind of help out those younger pieces too?
It's important, and I think that is to our advantage. We have a pretty good nucleus coming back. Like you said, Braden, Eli, Jaden Kurz and Cade Whitmore are starters on the lines, and Colton Redeker is another kid that goes both ways for us. So, and a couple other senior kids too. I know I'm missing some of them, but to have that nucleus back is a big help for us. We've moved a couple around. Like Braden takes the spot at quarterback. Where, like you said, we lost Dexton Holting, who was a pretty darn good leader. But you lean on those kids, and we do have some younger kids that are having to step in some roles, and hopefully those senior kids are helping those young kids out and figuring things out. And like I said, it's a process. So this is the first step of the process, and we'll see what we can do.
And Coach, you got positions to fill, and one thing I do kind of want to ask you about, you break in a new quarterback, if I'm not mistaken, right? And
yes.
Can you talk a little bit about that and as well?
Yeah, it's going to be Braden Lindeman. He kind of played tight end for us, did a little bit of running back for us in the past couple of years. And, I wouldn't say he's the typical quarterback kid, but he's a kid that we feel fits what our system is the best for this year. You kind of have to adjust to the players, and I feel like we have quite a few kids coming back up front on the line, and we got some running backs, including him, that run the ball pretty hard. So Braden's kind of stepped into that. It's been a learning process, but I can tell growth every week we go, and he's getting he's figuring out some things more and more. And like I said, it's kind of a process. As a head coach, I got to be patient with him because he's kind of thrown into the fire tonight against a very good defensive team that is probably going to throw some challenges that he hasn't seen for, obviously. So, but he's a good, smart kid, hard worker, great leader. So I'm not too worried that no matter what, he's going to improve and get better as the year progresses.
And we are talking to Chris Schmidt at this hour on Coach's Corner, head football coach at Olpe. You know what? I love this matchup in week one. Really interesting on many levels. You're on the road against a program in Osage City that has had a lot of success. They were 10-1 last year. When you look at this football team, what do you think presents the biggest challenge tonight when you take on them tonight?
Well, it's hard to just say one or two. They're a complete team. First of all, they're skilled kids. Starts with the Parsons kid. He started the last couple of years. I think he's going to be one of the best quarterbacks in the state at a small school. I really do. I think you watch him on film, and we've played him, and we go against him in the summertime in 7-on-7, and he just sees the field. He's always under control. That's the big thing. He doesn't get sped up. He just kind of does his thing. He's a multi-dimensional. He can run the ball. He can throw the ball. But they got other very good skilled kids that go along with him. The Thiel kid's a great runner in the backfield, can spread out. They got the Stark kid, who's a heck of a leaper, great athlete. They got a Carlson kid or a couple other kids that they got great skills, but they also have some linemen back. So, again, it's a great challenge for us because no matter what happens, we're going to find out after week one what we got to get better at. And Coach Gantenbein does a great job. We're good friends. Coached the Shrine Bowl with him years ago, and we've got a good relationship, and I know what he's about. He's about, team unity. He's about doing the little fundamentals, and so we know we're going up against somebody that's, does a lot of things and tries to do a lot of things like we do in the right way. So, again, good battle. We're looking forward to it, and we're going to find out what we got to get better at.
All right, Coach, we've run out of time on Coach's Corner, but appreciate your time, and we'll talk tomorrow as well on Saturday Morning Sports Talk.
Okay, sounds good. Again, I appreciate you guys doing this and following our student-athletes. It means a lot to our community and to our kids, Alex. So appreciate what you do for our kids in this surrounding area, and have a good relationship with you for a long time.
All right, Coach, appreciate it. That's Chris Schmidt on the line, head football coach at Olpe. This Olpe Coach's Corner has been brought to you by Citizens State Bank, Mel's Tire, and Rich Door Company.